Discharge from liability can also take place when there is delay in presentation. See, all instruments have a time frame. There is a time frame for payment of all instruments. If it is a demand bill, it has a period of 3 years. You can demand payment within the period of 3 years. After 3 years, the right is extinguished. It gets barred by limitation. A check, banker's check, any check drawn on a bank. These are all valid either for 3 months or 6 months. So you have to demand payment within that period. Now, if you're going to demand payment after the expiry of 6 months or 12 months or 3 years, the payment is barred by delay in presentation. So if a check is not presented for payment within a reasonable time, say 6 months, the drawer is discharged from the liability to pay. There is no condonation of delay. I have issued a check in your favor. I have given it to you today. Then within 6 months, you can go to the bank and ask for payment. If you don't go to the bank within that 6 months period, for some reason, maybe you have gone abroad or maybe you have misplaced the check, you don't find it and then you get it after 8 months. And then you go to the bank and say, give me payment. The bank will say, sorry, time lapse ho gaya. Then what happens? I am no more responsible to make payment to you under that check. That instrument is now no more valid. It is a stale check and that is why main chhut gayi. I need not pay under that instrument. If at all there is a relation between you and me, I can give you another check with fresh date. But that instrument is stale, it is no more valid. And that is why the drawer is discharged from his liability to pay. Now the drawer cannot condone the delay either. ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा वो क्या करेगा, उसी चेक पे डेट चेंज करके फिर वहाँ फिर से साइन करके फिर दोबारा इश्यू कर सकता है. बट द सेम चेक विद द ओल्ड डेट कैन नॉट बी मेड पेएबल. द ड्रॉअर इज डिस्चार्ज एज फार एज दैट इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज कंसर्न्ड. इफ द बैंक फेल्स इन द इंटरवेनिंग पीरियड, मान लो मैंने आज के डेट में आपको चेक इश्यू करके दिया, दिस चेक इज वैलिड फॉर 6 मंथ्स. So the check is dated today, say 9th of October. Now it is valid for 6 months, that means it is valid up to 9th of April. I have given you a check for 10,000 rupees. Ab ye 9th April 2014 tak check valid hai. But uske pehle yadi bank, the bank on which the check is drawn, wo check bank fail ho gaya. Bank is gone into liquidation, bank doob gaya. Then what happens? I issued the check to you on 9th October. 9th October, I have issued the check for 10,000 rupees. मेरे खाते में 10,000 क्या 15,000 बैलेंस है. तो अभी आपने चेक प्रेजेंट नहीं किया समय पे. द बैंक फेल्ड इन द मंथ ऑफ जनवरी, डूब गया बैंक. यू कुड हैव गॉन एंड टेकन द पेमेंट एनी टाइम फ्रॉम 9th अक्टूबर टू जनवरी, पर आप गए नहीं, पैसे नहीं निकाले, इसीलिए मैं छूट गई. The drawer is no more liable. So the drawer's liability is gone. The payee, the beneficiary of the check, cannot come and demand payment from me. Arey bank to doob gaya, tum do paisa mujhe. Or give me check of some other bank. I will tell, no, sorry, I don't have any responsibility to pay to you. Maine check de diya tha aapko 9th October ko, aapne payment nahi liya, bank fail hua, to mera dosh nahi hai. You should have gone and taken the money from the bank when the bank was working. Now the bank is collapsed. Don't come and ask the payment to me. I am not responsible. I am justified in saying this. Because bank failure is not my job or my responsibility or my lookout. So if the bank has failed, why should I be penalized? I had done the work in good faith by issuing the check to you. Well in advance, I had given the amount to you, the check to you, you could have gone and taken the money from the bank. Since the bank collapsed, I am now free from liabilities. But again, there is a small catch here. I have given you a check for 10,000 rupees. I have given it to you on 9th of October. The bank collapses in January. At the time of collapse, the balance in my account was 8,000, not 10,000 or 15,000. Mere khate mein us samay pe 8,000 balance hai. Now this person, the beneficiary, the holder of the check, he has not gone and taken payment from the bank. He could have gone and taken when the balance was there, when the bank was working, पर उसने निकाले नहीं पैसे, लिए नहीं, फिर बाद में बैंक डूब गया. नाउ ही कैन कम एंड डिमांड पेमेंट टू मी फ्रॉम मी ओनली टू द एक्सटेंट ऑफ 2,000 रुपीज. मेरे खाते में 8,000 बैलेंस था तो 8,000 के लिए मेरी लायबिलिटी खत्म. आई एम नॉट रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर द बैलेंस विच वॉज देयर इन द बैंक एट द टाइम ऑफ इट्स लिक्विडेशन, एट द टाइम द बैंक फेल्ड. वट एवर बैलेंस वॉज देयर इन द बैंक अकाउंट टू दैट एक्सटेंट आई एम नो मोर लायबल. For the balance amount, yes, I have to make the payment to the beneficiary. So, if the bank fails in the intervening period, the drawer is discharged from his liability to the extent of the balance he had with the bank at the time of his failure. Jo bhi balance tha khate mein, to that extent his liability is extinguished. Pura balance tha, to pura hi liability chhut. Part amount tha, तो पार्ट अमाउंट के लिए छूट. बैलेंस अमाउंट ही हैज टू पे टू द पे बाय ऑपरेशन ऑफ लॉ. सो डिस्चार्ज फ्रॉम द लायबिलिटीज कैन हैपन बाय ऑपरेशन ऑफ लॉ. नाउ व्हाट इज दिस ऑपरेशन ऑफ लॉ? दैट मींस द लॉ प्रोटेक्ट्स द पार्टीज टू द इंस्ट्रूमेंट. दे से द पार्टीज टू एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट गेट डिस्चार्ज बाय लैप्स ऑफ टाइम. द फर्स्ट लॉ, लॉ ऑफ लिमिटेशन. If I have issued an instrument today, if it is a demand instrument, as I said, it is valid for 3 years. Any demand instrument, promissory note or bill of exchange or a check, it's a demand instrument. It is a check, has a different footing. It is valid only for 3 months or 6 months, whatever is mentioned on the check. Nothing is mentioned, it is 6 months. But a promissory note or a bill of exchange, a demand instrument, is valid for 3 years. 3 साल के अंदर पेमेंट मांग सकते हैं. अब 3 साल में पैसे नहीं मांगा तो फिर नो मोर लायबिलिटी फॉर मी. आई एम कंप्लीटली फ्रीड, छूट गई मैं. सो लॉ ऑफ लिमिटेशन सेज दैट देयर इज नो रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी और लायबिलिटी ऑन द पार्ट ऑफ द ड्रॉअर टू मेक एनी पेमेंट. सो द ड्रॉअर्स लायबिलिटी इज टोटली डिस्चार्ज्ड. So all the parties, they are barred by limitation. 3 साल हो गए खत्म, अभी तुम्हारा राइट नहीं है. यू कैन नॉट डिमांड पेमेंट आइदर फ्रॉम द एंडोर्सर्स और एंडोर्सीज और वॉट एवर सब्सिक्वेंट पार्टीज ऑल्सो फ्रॉम द ड्रॉअर एंड अदर पीपल. सो द लॉ ऑफ लिमिटेशन सेज दैट ओनली 3 ईयर पीरियड इज अलाउड. इफ देर इज अ ड्यू डेट, इट्स नॉट अ डिमांड इंस्ट्रूमेंट, इट इज अ यूसेंस बिल, अ टाइम बिल, एंड देर इज अ ड्यू डेट, देन फ्रॉम दैट ड्यू डेट 3 ईयर्स ऑनवर्ड. That is the limitation. By merger of the debt under the instrument to any other judgment debt opted against the acceptor or endorser. Now see, I have issued a check to you. You are going to get payment under this check, say 10,000 rupees. तो आपको मेरे पास में से 10,000 रुपया मिलना है. Now suppose you have filed a case in the court against me for some other suit. I have cheated you and I have not made some payment or I have not given you the goods that you need. मैंने सप्लाई बराबर नहीं किया, इसलिए आपने मेरे अगेंस्ट केस फाइल किया है और उस केस में आपको 1 लाख रुपया मिलना है. तो अभी कोर्ट में क्या जजमेंट देंगे? तो आप कोर्ट में बोल सकते हैं कि देखो मुझे तो ये 1 लाख चाहिए, पर इसने और एक चेक दिया 10,000, वो चेक का भी उसने पैसे नहीं दिए मुझे, तो 10,000 भी इसमें ऐड कर लो, तो 1,10,000 का वो जजमेंट दे देते हैं. तो उन्होंने क्या किया, ये 10,000 और वो 1 लाख मिलाकर मर्ज द टू टुगेदर और एक सिंगल जजमेंट पास कर दिया. सो दैट मीन्स दिस 10,000 इज इंक्लूडेड इन द अदर जजमेंट फॉर द अदर लायबिलिटी. देन व्हाट हैपेंस? बाय मर्जर ऑफ द डेट अंडर द इंस्ट्रूमेंट टू एनी अदर जजमेंट डेट ऑब्टेन्ड अगेंस्ट द एक्सेप्टर और एंडोर्सर. सो नाउ दिस इंस्ट्रूमेंट फॉर 10,000 इज नाउ इंक्लूडेड इन द अदर जजमेंट डेट. आपको तो पैसे मिलना है 1 लाख का और ये 10,000 भी उसमें शामिल हो गया, तो 1,10,000 का जजमेंट आपके फेवर में आ गया. So you are going to get 1,10,000 from the person against whom you have filed the suit through the court. So, ab ye 10,000 ka check, it has no meaning. So I have discharged because it is taken care of in another payment by insolvency of the maker, acceptor or endorser. If the maker of the bill, the acceptor of the bill or the endorsers, they are declared insolvent. There is a law of insolvency. Now the law of insolvency takes care of payments, rights and obligations to the creditors, debtors as per their precedence, as per the priorities. So this insolvency act will say who should get what. So ye jo instrument hai, negotiable instrument, that is also included on that in insolvency petitions, usme ye include hone ke karan, independently this instrument has no meaning now. This negotiable instrument, the check or a bill of exchange or the promissory note, is not to be exercised, it not to be fought against. So you can go through the insolvency court and get the payment. So that is why the parties to the instrument are all discharged. The maker, acceptor or endorser, they have been declared insolvent. तो जब वहां इंसॉल्वेंट डिक्लेयर हो चुके हैं तो ये एक पर्टिकुलर इंस्ट्रूमेंट के लिए दे आर नॉट लायबल, दे आर लायबल फॉर मेनी आई मीन लायबिलिटीज. तो ये एक अलग से उनको लायबिलिटी एस्टेब्लिश करने की जरूरत नहीं है. बाय पेमेंट, वी सॉ अर्लियर पेमेंट इन ड्यू कोर्स. बाय पेमेंट इन ड्यू कोर्स अ पेयर और बैंकर गेट्स डिस्चार्ज्ड. In the case of a check, in the case of a check, it is specifically the banker who has to make the payment. Banker is the drawee. So, in the case of a check, payment in due course discharges the bank from liability, even if payment is made to a wrong person. Check is drawn in favor of B, but bank ne C ko payment kar diya. Kyunki B ka naam kaat ke C ka naam dala hua hai, but it is not visible at all. Even with due care, with lot of precaution, it is not possible to make out. Signature of the drawer is genuine. It is not a forged signature. It is very much genuine. The instrument is genuine. Sirf kya hua hai? B ka naam kaat ke C ka naam dal diya. But that change is very, 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 very itna perfectly kiya hua hai ki pata hi nahi chalta ki B change hua hai C ke naam pe. So even after taking all those good care, the bank has made the payment in good faith without negligence to the person who it believes is B, and it has made the payment, then even if the payment is made to the wrong person, the bank is discharged from liability because it is a payment in due course. But if the drawer signature is forged, the bank can never get discharged from liability. As I told you, if the check is genuine, the drawer signature is genuine, then the bank gets discharged even if money goes to a wrong person. But if the drawer signature is forged, a forged instrument is not a valid instrument in law. That is why a banker has to really verify the signature ki bhai ye sahi correct hai ki nahi, apne record ke hisab se ye sahi barabar hai ki nahi, jo कस्टमर है अपना उसी का सिग्नेचर है कि नहीं. वो सिग्नेचर वेरीफाई करेंगे तभी वो पेमेंट करेंगे. इफ द सिग्नेचर इज फोर्स्ड, द बैंक विल नेवर बी डिस्चार्ज्ड फ्रॉम द लायबिलिटी. बैंक कैन बी हेल्ड रिस्पॉन्सिबल. और वो जो ड्रॉअर है कस्टमर, बैंक का कस्टमर, ही कैन फाइल अ केस अगेंस्ट द बैंक एंड रिक्वायर मनी फ्रॉम द बैंक कि मेरा सिग्नेचर किसी और ने फोर्ज किया, आपने कैसे पेमेंट कर दिया. सो द बैंक विल बी हेल्ड रिस्पॉन्सिबल. द बैंक इज डिस्चार्ज्ड when it makes payment in due course to a bearer irrespective of any endorsement thereon. Where it is an order instrument, the money has to go to the person to whose order it is made. If it is a bearer instrument, the very word bearer means money has to be given to the bearer of the instrument, the holder. So when the bank is making payment to the holder of the instrument, to the person who they believe is really entitled to get the payment, it is a payment in due course, then they do not have any responsibility or liability even if the money is paid to a wrong person, because it's a bearer instrument. Ya fir uske piche endorsement in blank hai or endorsement in full, but it is a bearer instrument. Since it is a bearer instrument, once a bearer, always a bearer. Isliye bank has done the right job, it has made a right payment and it is treated as payment in due course and the bank is discharged. There is no question of bank being liable for wrong payment. It is treated as a right payment because it is payment in due course. The discharge to the bank is also available or to the parties of a bill of exchange where there are material alterations, but these material alterations are not agreed to by all the parties. There are alterations, changes are made in the bill after they are issued, but those material alterations are not agreed to by all the parties. So, jisne agree nahi kiya, wo chhut jate hain. Material alterations which affect the rights of a party adversely will discharge them. So, if there are material alterations which are affecting the rights of a party, now suppose a bill of exchange is prepared for 3 lakhs rupees. It is drawn by A on B to be payable to C. Now, C tells B, कि 3 लाख नहीं, मुझे 3.5 लाख चाहिए क्योंकि मुझे ब्याज भी चाहिए, तो ये 3 लाख को 3.5 करो. तो अमाउंट चेंज करता है फिर बी, बी इज चेंजिंग द अमाउंट 3 to 3.5, 3.5 लाख कर दिया उसने. तो अभी क्या होगा, ये उसने ए को बताया नहीं, ही हैज चेंज द अमाउंट फ्रॉम 3 लाख, ही हैज मेड इट 3.5, बट ही डजंट इन्फॉर्म ए, इट इज ओनली बिटवीन बी एंड सी. नाउ दिस इज अ मटीरियल ऑल्टरेशन बिकॉज द अमाउंट हैज बीन चेंज्ड. Where the amount is changed and the drawer is not informed, drawer ki liability khatam. He is relieved. Because, or even if he informs the drawer, but drawer doesn't agree. Nahin, nahin, maine to bill 3 lakh ke liye banaya, to ye 3 hi lakh rahega. Aise kaise change kar diya, I am not agreeing to it. Phir bhi wo, they stick to 3.5 lakhs, B and C, then A is relieved from the liability. A is discharged. So, material alterations which affect the rights of a party adversely. क्योंकि अभी क्या हुआ, 3 लाख के बदले 3.5 लाख की liability आ गई A की. Because if B doesn't pay, ultimately A will have to pay. That is the underlying contract. तो यहाँ पे any material alteration will discharge the party because he doesn't agree to it. Because see, material alterations render the instrument void against those who are parties to such alterations. If a bill of exchange is prepared for 3 lakhs and the amount is changed to 3.5 lakhs and the drawer does not sign it, he is not signing against the change in the amount. In that case, what happens? For A, this instrument is null and void. Because the material alteration has changed the status of the check, and that is why for A this instrument is void. So he is not party to the change and that is why he is discharged from the liability. Material alterations are those which change the identity of the contract between two parties and affects their rights and liabilities. Now, these are the material alterations. Any material alteration which affects the rights between the parties, it changes the identity of the contract. See, the contract was for 3 lakhs payment. Ab 3 ko 3.5 kar diya, to contract hi badal gaya. To ye jab contract badal gaya, to the party who is affected adversely, he will be discharged from the liability. Now, what are the material alterations that will affect the status of the party, the relationship between the parties? Alteration in the date of the instrument. I have prepared the instrument with a particular date, somebody else changes the date, they want to prepone the payment or they want to postpone the payment to favor somebody. So, ye date jab badal jata hai, to payment ki liability badh jati hai ya fir ghat jati hai ya whatever. So, this is a material alteration. Alteration of the sum payable, as I give the example, 3 lakh ka 3.5 kar diya. Your time of payment, I am making a bill for 45 days. That fellow goes and makes it 60 days. To usko 15 din ka time aur de diya, mohlat de di. या फिर मैंने बिल बनाया 90 डेज के लिए विथ यूसेंस पीरियड 90 डेज एंड दिस फेलो रिड्यूसेस इट टू 30 डेज. सो वॉट एवर द टाइम ऑफ पेमेंट देन द प्लेस ऑफ पेमेंट इफ दैट इज ऑल्सो चेंज्ड. प्लेस ऑफ पेमेंट आई वॉन्ट द पेमेंट टू बी मेड इन मुंबई और वो बोलता है कि नहीं मैं कोचिन में पेमेंट करूंगा क्योंकि मेरा माल आएगा वहां पे, शिप विल कम देयर एंड व्हेन आई रिसीव द कंसाइनमेंट दैट टाइम आई विल मेक द पेमेंट सो आई विल पे टू यू इन कोचिन. एंड दिस फेलो सेज नहीं मुझे मुंबई चाहिए और मुंबई को काट के कोचिन कर दिया. तो अगेन इट इज अ मटीरियल ऑल्टरेशन. आई डोंट वॉन्ट पेमेंट इन कोचिन, आई वॉन्ट द पेमेंट इन मुंबई. तो फिर आई एम रिलीव डिस्चार्ज फ्रॉम द लाइबिलिटी वेन दीज टू पीपल टूगेदर मेक द चेंजेस. सो इफ द प्लेस इज चेंज्ड दैट इज अ मटीरियल ऑल्टरेशन. द रेट ऑफ इंटरेस्ट, सपोज इन द बिल ऑफ एक्सचेंज आई राइट दैट यू पे ₹3 lakhs टू सी विथ इंटरेस्ट एट 20%. And this fellow removes that 20 and changes it to 15% or 25%, कम ज़्यादा whatever it is. देखो agreement मैंने जो किया उस agreement के हिसाब से, agreement means the bill of exchange, you know that bill of exchange is a contract. तो contract के हिसाब से agreement ये था कि 3 lakhs amount will be paid with interest at 20% for the period of delay. अब उसने 20% को चेंज करके 10% कर दिया या 15% कर दिया विदाउट माय कंसेंट, विदाउट माय एग्रीइंग टू इट, इट इज अ मटेरियल ऑल्टरेशन. एंड इफ सच अ मटेरियल ऑल्टरेशन टेक्स प्लेस आई एम रिलीव फ्रॉम द लायबिलिटी. ऑल्टरेशन बाय एडिशन ऑफ अ न्यू पार्टी. आई हैव ड्रॉन अ बिल ऑन बी आस्किंग हिम टू पे टू सी. अब बी के पास एक्सेप्टेंस के लिए गया तो बी क्या करता है कि आई विल पे टू सी एंड डी. He is adding one more party. D का नाम भी डाल दिया उसने. And he is not informing me about it. I am not informed of the addition of a new name, new party. In that case, I will be relieved of the liability. Because this is a material alteration, adding somebody else's name. Alteration by adding the place of payment. In the previous example, we were saying it is change in the place. मुंबई का कोचिन कर दिया, यहाँ पे क्या लिखा है कि वी आर एडिंग वन मोर प्लेस. मुंबई में पेमेंट होगा, 3 lakh का बिल है टू बी पेड इन मुंबई टू सी. अब बी क्या करता है कि आई विल प्ले पे 1 lakh इन मुंबई एंड 2 lakhs इन कोचिन. सो ही इज एडिंग वन मोर प्लेस. पेमेंट विल बी देयर इन 2 places or 3 places. नाउ ही इज एडिंग द प्लेस ऑफ पेमेंट. सो देयर विल बी 3 places, डिफरेंट प्लेसेस वेयर ही इज गोइंग टू मेक द पेमेंट. But he is not taking my consent for this. I have prepared the bill. और मेरा consent ही नहीं लेता है, then I will be made scot free. Tearing off a material portion of the instrument. If the bill of exchange is a say rectangular piece of paper, vertical, horizontal, whatever, और उसका एक important portion ही फट गया. Then that instrument is treated as mutilated or torn, and in law it is not recognized as a valid instrument. और यदि किसी ने deliberately कुछ portion उसका काट दिया, फाड़ दिया, तो then it amounts to a material alteration because some portion is suppressed, oppressed. तो वो दबा दिया, तो फिर वो instrument changes its tenor and validity. So that is why it is a material alteration, and because of that the party is let off. The party means the basically the original person who created that instrument, that is the drawer. The drawer chhut gaya, his liability is removed, his liability is extinguished, he is discharged from making any payment. Now there can be some alterations which are there, but they are not material alterations, and if they are not material alterations, the drawer will continue to remain liable. He will not be discharged from the liability. Now, what are these alterations which are not material? They are changes, they are alterations, but they are not material. Now, and they don't vitiate the instrument, the validity of the instrument. The instrument remains in force. Now, these are alterations made before the issue of the instrument. I have prepared the instrument today, but I have not issued it as yet. Mere hi kabze mein hai. Fir main jab usko After 3 days, I want to give it, I want to issue it. मैं देखती हूँ कुछ changes करने हैं कि कुछ गलती हो गई, तो I am making changes and then I issue that instrument to B. Then the changes made before the issue of the instrument. These are not material alterations. They are alterations, but they are immaterial, because I would have made the changes only for those insignificant portions. Alterations made to correct a mistake. I have prepared a bill of exchange, and in that I write the amount should be paid in Bombay. क्या लिखा मैंने उसमें कि अमाउंट जो 3 लाख का पेमेंट करना है बम्बई में देना है, अमाउंट टू बी पेड इन बॉम्बे. तो बाद में मुझे लोग कहते हैं, अरे अरे बॉम्बे क्यों लिखते हैं, अभी तो बॉम्बे शब्द नहीं यूज करना चाहिए, यू राइट मुंबई. सो नाउ आई विल कट बॉम्बे एंड राइट मुंबई. आई मेड अ मिस्टेक इन राइटिंग द प्लेस, आई करेक्ट इट. तो बॉम्बे काट के मुंबई लिख दिया मैंने. सो इट इज अ चेंज, बट इट इज नॉट अ मटेरियल चेंज, इट इज नॉट अ मटेरियल ऑल्टरेशन. Alterations made to carry out common intentions of the parties. I have prepared a bill on B in favor of C. So A issues a bill on B in favor of C. Usmein likha hai rupees 3 lakhs to be paid with interest at 20%. When I give this to B for acceptance, B kehta hai ki dekho meri baat ho gayi already C ke saath. C ne maan liya. इंटरेस्ट विल बी पेड एट 24%, 2% पर मंथ एट 24%. सो मैं 20% काट के 24% करती हूं, एंड दिस इज एक्सेप्टेड बाय ऑल द पार्टीज. सो इट इज एन ऑल्टरेशन मेड टू कैरी आउट अ कॉमन इंटेंशन ऑफ द पार्टीज. ऑल पीपल हैव एग्रीड टू 24%, सो यू मेक इट 20 काट के 24 करते हैं. दैट इज एग्रीड टू बाय एवरीबडी. सो इट इज नॉट अ मटीरियल ऑल्टरेशन, इट इज एन ऑल्टरेशन विच इज एक्सेप्टेड बाय एवरीबडी. Alterations made with the consent of the parties. This and the previous one are similar to each other. वहां पे explicit consent नहीं है, यहां पे है consent. They agree to it. So I make a change, I sign across that change. B also signs and C also signs. That means everybody has agreed to the change in the instrument. So these are immaterial alterations. Now where there are immaterial alterations, the liability continues, it will not get extinguished. All the parties continue to remain liable till the final payment is made. So friends, these are the circumstances under which a party can get discharged from the liability. He gets discharged by full payment, payment in due course. He gets discharged by mutual consent. He gets discharged by the act of B and C without informing A. And there are other circumstances which we have seen, where material alterations will discharge, or law takes care of discharge of the liability due to limitation, due to insolvency, and so on. Now all these things together help in getting the contract fulfilled and also getting the rights and liabilities fulfilled or extinguished. Okay, thank you.